Culture time, culture time. This is a sign, you can be mine. You can sing, you can paint, you can sculpt, you can make, you can write, you'll be right. That'll be fine. Oh, culture time.
Welcome to Culture Time on the 2nd of October 2017. Culture Time is a short interruption in your day to bring you some news about the latest things that have influenced our culture. So let me tell you that in 1656, the North American colony of Connecticut passed laws against Quakers. Oh yes, the 2nd of October is a very important day in the history of our culture. Imagine Britain mobilizing itself in 1804 on the 2nd of October in order to protect against invasion by the French. Imagine the New York Anti-Slavery Society organized 1833. Imagine that over in Europe in 1853 on the 2nd of October in Austria, the law forbade Jews from owning land. I could carry on in this vein. Carry on bringing you news about things that have affected our life day in, day out today. For example, 1933. No, 1933. Eugene O'Neill's comedy, Ah, Wilderness, premiered in New York City. Now, I have never seen Eugene O'Neill's play, Ah, Wilderness. Have you? If you have, please get in touch. Tell us what it was like. Now, as we get closer and closer to the present day, do you know that as far back as the 2nd of October 1962, and this had a profound influence on our culture, the United States performed atmospheric nuclear tests out there in the Pacific Ocean. Easy to forget that. And even more relevant to our culture, perhaps, is that in October the 2nd, 1967, the Grateful Dead were arrested. The Grateful Dead were arrested by narcotics agents. You know, when it comes to things that really hit the newspapers and the television really big, 1 year ago today, a lady called Kim Kardashian was robbed at gunpoint of $10 million worth of jewelry. Where? In Paris. I suspect the reputation of Paris hasn't been the same since. Now, all this very heady, exciting things that have had an influence on our culture, all of these are very well. But perhaps it would be a good idea to have a little poetry to root us, calm us down. So today I'm going to read you a very famous poem that's associated with the 2nd of October. And then I'm going to read you two pieces of poetry by a minor Irish poet. As I lay asleep in Italy, there came a voice from over the sea, and with great power it forth led me to walk in the visions of poesy. I met murder on the way. He had a mask like Castlereagh. Very smooth he looked, yet grim. Seven bloodhounds followed him. All were fat, and well they might be an admirable plight, for one by one and two by two he tossed them human hearts to chew, from which his wide cloak he drew. Next came fraud, and he had on, like Lord Eldon, an ermined gown. His big tears, for he wept well, turned to millstones as they fell, and the little children who round his feet played to and fro, thinking every tear a gem, had their brains knocked out by them. Clothed with the Bible, as with light and the shadows of the night, like Sidmouth. Next, hypocrisy on a crocodile rode by, and many more destructions played in this ghastly masquerade, all disguised even to the eyes, like bishops, lawyers, peers and spies. Last came anarchy. He rode on a white horse splashed with blood. He was pale even to the lips, like death in the apocalypse. And he wore a kingly crown, and in his grasp a scepter shone. On his brow this mark I saw, I am God and King and Law. With a pace stately and fast, over English land he passed, trampling in a mire of blood the adoring multitude. Well, that's the start. That's the very beginning of The Mask of Anarchy, written on the occasion of the massacre at Manchester. Who wrote it? Shelley wrote it after what's called the Peterloo Massacre. He wrote it hoping it would be published in his lifetime. It didn't, wasn't published until after he died. I like to think it was published on the 2nd of October, 1832. Shelley sent his manuscript for publication in 1819, 13 years before. The editor of the Examiner, Lee Hunt, didn't publish it because, and here's the quotation, he thought that the public at large had not become sufficiently discerning to do justice to the sincerity and kind-heartedness of the spirit that walked in this flaming robe of verse. Anyway, there you are, a little Shelley to warm your cultural heart today, the 2nd of October. Let me see now if I can squeeze a quick poem from an unknown poet whose work I've unearthed. It's called So Many Good People. 'Twas a bitter night. Earthworms driven deep, swifts and swallows flown from sight. Few nuts laid to sleep. On the road well trudged, shoes sliding behind, crowds into my face misjudged, to their rhythm blind. An all-weather pitch, hummingbirds and rats, a carpet woven, eldritch, oodles of green hats. 'Twas a spark, a flame, kindling wood for home, way beyond a trace of shame, whispering coxcomb. Too many good people abroad with wisdom. Blessed, good, loving people mend sorrow's kingdom. Here's another. Nobody but you. There are too many bloody good people around. They make me sick with their good intentions, puke with generosity, wretch with universal love, angels cast in vomit. Too many spirits carry the burden of pain, as if one snake's venom was bedfellow to a reptilian collective conscience. Give me the fiery, go fuck your trouble, any day. Stop feeling for me. Cut out the empathy surrogacy. Drown in your trademarked tears. Do something for yourself. Go walk your own mile. Go be nobody but you. Isn't it hard enough to live one life than to be mother to another? The end. Thank you very much for listening to Culture Time. This is Paul O'Mahony, looking forward to more time with you next week. Have a very good week.